That summer-like warmth, one more day for you here outside today. Upper 70s, partly to mostly sunny skies, should just be delightful. No weather woes whatsoever. Into the evening, some cooler air starts to spill in here. 40s to near 50 degrees. It'll be a chillier start to your Friday. And Friday with extra clouds around, not going to be the prettiest of days. Stray shower not out of the question, but most of us remain dry. Upper 60s. We'll stay upper 60s with a bit of a breeze on Saturday for Earth Day. Even cooler weather, though, by the back half of the weekend. Sunday, low 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 59 in Georgetown, 58 in Bowie, and 59 in Leesburg.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up.
Only on WTOP, why is so much of the Beltway in Maryland in the dark at night? I'm Mike Marilla.
More crime and chaos at a DC CVS store.
I keep my head on a swivel all the time.
This is Kyle Cooper.
When data shows a drop in crime, why doesn't everyone feel safer? I'm Kate Ryan.
It's a smoking weekend ahead in our area. We will explain with Brianna Thomas of Washingtonian Magazine at 8:15.
It's 8 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with 911 outages in parts of four states overnight. An investigation getting underway into what went wrong. Correspondent Tammy McCormick.
The outages affected South Dakota and parts of Nebraska, Nevada, and Texas. It still isn't clear why. Christopher Darcy is a retired Las Vegas undersheriff.
The investigation will reveal, obviously, the cause. And then we can use it as a learning opportunity in law enforcement to really shore up these things.
The Department of Homeland Security has warned of increased risks of cyber attacks on 911 services as they have migrated to digital systems. There have been several attacks in recent years.
The Biden administration's pleased. House Speaker Mike Johnson is setting up a vote on separate bills to send billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine and Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The extra budget request the president has made for Ukraine, we now hope will be before the House this weekend.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
There could be a vote here by Saturday. Did get a big boost from President Biden saying he'd support the package, but this doesn't end the trouble for Mike Johnson, who has some Republicans seeking to oust him, saying he's cutting too many deals with Democrats.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to calm fears about a response to Iran's weekend airstrikes. CBS's Deborah Patta from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has brushed off calls for restraint from Israel's allies as his war cabinet deliberates a response to Iran. They have all kinds of advice, he said, but I want to make it clear, we will make our own decisions.
Google says it's fired 28 workers for taking part in sit-ins at company offices in New York and Sunnyvale, California, to protest the company's cloud computing contract with the Israeli government. A Google spokeswoman says blocking other employees' work and access to offices is a completely unacceptable policy violation. Now to Dubai. They're struggling to get food to passengers at the main airport, where flights are still being delayed and disrupted by the heaviest recorded rainfall ever in the desert nation. Major highways and roads are still covered with water. Police in Canada have arrested six people. They're looking for three others in the biggest gold heist in the country's history.
In total, 6,600 gold bars ranging in size and weighing a total of 400.19 kilograms were stolen.
The suspects include two Air Canada employees. Police say they forged an airway bill at the Toronto airport to steal cargo arriving from Switzerland. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
8:03 on Thursday, April 18th. We're at 59 degrees now, partly cloudy. Highs around 80 today. Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following. On the Beltway between the American Legion and Woodrow Wilson Bridges, Maryland maintains 1,600 streetlights. But in a story exclusively on WTOP, our Mike Morello finds almost 20% of those lights are out at night.
In a drive on the outer loop between the bridges, WTOP noticed more than 300 streetlights that were dark on both sides of the highway.
On the outer loop, we have three after university, four, five,
leaving stretches of the highway unnecessarily dark. That's more than 18% of the road's 1,600 streetlights and almost double what the state thought was at when they spoke to WTOP about it earlier this month.
We know that lighting is a critical part of our infrastructure.
Then Derek Gunn, a Maryland State Highway Administration engineer, said one problem they face is an aging system which is more than 60 years old. Some of the issues that can take out a light.
Rodents and vermin. You're dealing with environmental issues.
According to the Federal Highway Administration, lighting can cut down on the number of crashes by 42%. And Gunn does say having them up is a priority. He says the state looks for lights that are out each month, but also leans on motorists to report dark lights. Along the Beltway in Chevy Chase, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
You can read more at WTOP.com.
New this morning, we're learning of a brief lockdown overnight at Inova Mount Vernon Hospital in Fairfax County as police investigate a shooting death. And detectives were called to the facility around 11:30 last night after a woman was brought in suffering from gunshot wounds. She was pronounced dead at the hospital, which was temporarily locked down for safety. The facility has since returned to normal operations. The location and cause of that shooting remain under investigation. Keep it here with WTOP for updates.
A viral video capturing chaos at a CVS in D.C. is apparently just the tip of the iceberg of crime problems connected to the store. More from WTOP's Kyle Cooper, who's been talking to people in the neighborhood.
Leah is a young professional who lives here near the CVS in Southeast on New Jersey Avenue, just across the street from Nationals Park. She has avoided this store for a while.
Well, that one already has nothing in it regularly, so I assume they do that because it gets robbed a lot.
Neil Watson lives down the street and says he's concerned about the neighborhood.
My building is just a block up, and, you know, but there's a lot more stuff going on here in this part of Southeast than in years past.
A video went viral this week showing teenagers running through the store yelling, one riding a scooter inside, and apparently stealing items. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab calls the behavior in the store unacceptable and disturbing. A Columbia Heights CVS closed in February after it was frequently the target of thieves. In Southeast, Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Crime is down in D.C. year over year, but police say getting people to feel safer is not as simple as data points on a website. The story now from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
The news from D.C.'s police department is good. Their data shows a 22% drop in violent crime and a 14% drop in crime overall. But D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith told WTOP that while people are starting to feel better,
anytime there's a crime, it creates a sense of uneasiness, right?
Associate Professor of Sociology at Johns Hopkins University, Michael Bader, says that's right.
Perceptions, you know, take time to change. We expect today to be like yesterday and tomorrow to be like today.
Knowing that, Smith told WTOP,
and so our job is to continue to address the concerns of our citizens, the concerns of the public.
And the chief said part of that is making sure that resources to reduce crime get to where they're needed most. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
And just ahead.
There is an emerging middle ground in remote versus in-office work. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
808.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, let's start out in the district with some good news. Southbound DC 295 after Pennsylvania Avenue. The crash was just cleared out of the roadway, so the travel lanes are open. But those of you back off the BW Parkway trying to get onto DC 295 still feel like you're not really moving very well. It's going to take a while for that delay to ease, so you still need to give yourself some extra time to get off of the BW Parkway onto DC 295 all the way past Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, if you're getting onto New York Avenue, the delay is from South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road and from Florida Avenue toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Inbound Suitland Parkway now just slow after Silver Hill Road to the light at Stanton Road. Northbound I-295 delays are from the Beltway headed past Exit 1. If you're on the Beltway, the outer loop near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway had been a report of a crash. This is the delay that begins back near 214 Central Avenue. Interloop slows after Branch Avenue all the way toward 295 and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. If you're coming off of 95 in Maryland, southbound delays getting onto the Interloop of the Beltway, headed past Route 1 in College Park toward 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Then you'll find a delay off of southbound 95 onto the Outer Loop all the way to Georgia Avenue. Outer Loop also slow from Old Georgetown Road and off of southbound 270 to the point where they merge, and then it looks good, to the American Legion Bridge. Beltway in Virginia delays off of 95 in Springfield, headed onto the Outer Loop toward Van Dorn Street, or onto the Inner Loop passing 236 in Annandale. Then a delay from 66 headed past the Dulles Toll Road. Your lane should be open. In Maryland, southbound 270 after Middlebrook Road, the broken down vehicle was reported in the right center lane. This is a delay approaching and passing 118. But then you're solid to Montgomery Village Avenue and from 370 headed toward Falls Road. Southbound 15 near 26, exit 17. That's a report of a crash. Westbound 100 near I-97. You're under police direction for that wreck. And we were still seeing some delays in Germantown. The crash had been 118 at Richter Farm Road. It had involved an overturned vehicle, so watch for any response. Still there. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
After a cool start, very warm air moves in for the afternoon and back to near 80 degrees for many neighborhoods, partly to mostly sunny skies. A really gorgeous looking Thursday. Now, overnight, some cooler air does spill in. 40s in many of our suburbs to near 50 degrees. For your Friday, more clouds around than sunshine. We'll see highs in the upper 60s and maybe a stray sprinkler shower. We are looking dry for the weekend. Saturday, Earth Day, breezy but partly sunny, upper 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
57 in Rockville. It's 61 in Ashburn. 57 in Fort Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40. Performers who help bring Disney characters to life at its Southern California theme parks have filed a petition to form a labor union. More than two-thirds of roughly 1,700 eligible workers at Disneyland and Disney California Adventure signed the petition to seek an election. A vote will likely be held in May or June. Several workers say when they returned after a COVID shutdown, they grew concerned when they were asked to start hugging park visitors again. Injuries from costumes are another worry. One longtime performer says she wore black contact lenses and that they stained her eyes gray.
With the ongoing push and shove over remote versus in-office work, WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says both sides may not be that far apart.
Resume Builder just surveyed office workers with work-from-home options, and 7 in 10 say they don't want to be fully remote anymore. Most say in-person work does mean better communications, but they don't want to be there all the time either. The average answer was 3 days a week.
Another reason people say they like going into the office is to better separate their work life from their home life.
Coming up, a lot of activities on tap in our area this weekend. We will run them down for you. It's 8:12.
Spring is sprung, and it's full tilt boogie time at GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer. Sell them your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy, you can do it in your underwear.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. Dave Preston here, and I can almost taste the NBA and NHL playoffs. Actually, hold on. That's a ham sandwich I had earlier. But right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss out on the $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Presto to sign up today. That's Presto. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day Super Sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Coming up, the Senate moves quickly to address articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary. It's 8:14.
Hi, it's Jess Fingles, the lady behind all the better deals coming from New Look Home Design. It's why they call me the Better Fingles. How much better? Well, how about 5 years interest-free financing on your new roof, siding, and windows? With interest rates higher than they've been this millennium, New Look is way better. 5 years, 60 months, or 240 weeks, zero interest. Not better enough? How about 50% off your roofing and siding materials for the month of April? New Look Home Design is making it easy to get your project done. Not just done, but done forever with our lifetime warranties on everything we touch, giving you the confidence to know it will last. That's why they call me the Better Fingles. Need something else better? How about I install your roof within a week? How much better can you get? So call us at 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. I'm the Better Fingles, and New Look's the better choice.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
8:15.
There's a lot going on this weekend around town. On Skype, Brianna Thomas, arts and culture writer for Washingtonian Magazine, tells us you may notice a certain smell in the air.
The National Cannabis Festival is returning to Washington, D.C. this weekend. It's going to run from Friday to Saturday. The concert has a massive lineup of performances. There's going to be spotlights with hip-hop legends, Wu-Tang Clan and The Redman, who are going to headline the event. Also, you can check out music from Thundercat. And there's going to be local features, too, which I'm excited about because I'm a big fan of go-go music. So Backyard Band is going to be playing, as well as Black Alley. And the tickets for this start at about $55, and it's taking place at RFK Festival Grounds.
Is it weird that we're just talking about this as if it's like a totally mainstream event now?
I know. It is a little weird, right? But it's totally mainstream and, you know, totally legal.
All right. We sure have a lot of film festivals around here. You have another one that's here. Tell us about this one.
Yes. So Film Fest DC, you know, the DMV area is just a hub for film festivals. And this film festival is returning, and it's specifically showing within the D.C. area. So you can catch movies at the Kennedy Center, Penn Social. The Wharf is even going to show a couple of these movies. And it runs from Thursday through April 28th. So you have plenty of time to visit at some point throughout the festival. The passes for this are pretty affordable. They start around $14. And there are going to be more than 60 films showing from 36 different countries. So there's a lot to choose from: Italian thrillers, French comedies. And once again, there's going to be some highlights of DC's go-go and jazz scene. So definitely check that out.
Oh, I love getting dozens of choices. Wonderful. Well,
yes,
also
me
the
too.
Well, the excitement of race cars is also coming to the district this weekend. What's up with that?
Yeah, my inner 10-year-old is pretty thrilled about this.
Okay, John, I'm interested about this because I know nothing about race cars, but I do know that Red Bull Showrun is a big deal, and it is coming to D.C. for its debut this weekend along Pennsylvania Avenue. Actually, there's a kickoff party at Union Market on Friday where guests are going to be able to participate in racing simulators in a Q&A with the Red Bull racing team. But on Saturday is the main event, and it is free. And there is going to be a showcase of the Red Bull Racing cars and vehicles. There's apparently going to be some racing stunts going on, things you probably shouldn't try at home.
Whoa, so cool.
Yeah, and driver David Coulthard, who's a former F1 racer, is going to be there to lead some of these motorsport activities. So definitely check that out. John, are you planning to stop by?
I might. I think I even read on the website, because I was interested, that you should bring ear protection because you're going to get to like really experience it.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good note to add in, too.
Yeah, no, it sounds super cool. It's very hard to drag me out of the suburbs, but if you could, it would be for a race car.
Okay, well, this is a good reason to get you downtown D.C.
For more things to do, you can visit Washingtonian Magazine's website, and you can connect with Brianna on Instagram at Brianna in D.C.
We're brought to you by the NRECA. By making rural broadband a reality, America's electric co-ops are bridging the digital divide in rural communities. More at electric.coop. 818. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's see how we're doing now with Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, updating the situation in Maryland on southbound 270 after Middlebrook Road. The broken down vehicle cleared. You are in delays from Father Hurley Boulevard to Middlebrook Road. Brief volume approaching Montgomery Village Avenue. Then you're slow from 370 headed past 28 and off and on from Montrose Road headed onto the spur to join the delay on the outer loop that begins near Old Georgetown Road. But now this takes you all the way past River Road toward the American Legion Bridge, but your lanes should be open. We also have the delays coming off of southbound 95 onto the inner loop all the way toward the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This is because of the crash reported on the outer loop near the parkway. So that should be a rubbernecking delay. Your outer loop delay topside is from 95 around to Georgia Avenue. And then, of course, the outer loop delay leading to that Baltimore-Washington Parkway crash begins before 214 Central Avenue, off and on, headed past the scene. Inner loop in Prince George's County delays before St. Barnabas Road all the way to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Coming out of Springfield, the outer loop delay takes you to Van Dorn Street. The inner loop delay will take you out of Springfield to Annandale and from 66 headed past the Dulles Toll Road. Now, northbound 95 in the main lanes, we're still seeing delays through Stafford, passing 610, and from Dale City, crossing the Occoquan into Lorton. The problem near Lorton is actually in the express lanes. This is northbound 95 near Lorton Road. It was a single right shoulder getting by the crash and response. So you might want to think twice before even trying to get into those express lanes at this point and just take the main lanes, which aren't terrible. Southbound 95 sees a little bit of a delay after the Centerport Parkway headed towards 17. So keep an eye out for a work crew that may have set up. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen. A little cloudy today, but warming on up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, right now, temperatures upper 50s to lower 60s. And today, high temperatures will range from 75 to 80 degrees. Yes, I know we do have the clouds out there right now, especially through Maryland, looking a little sunnier right now in parts of northern Virginia and farther south into southern Maryland. Charles County, you're enjoying some nice sunshine as well. Everyone will see those skies brighten here over the next several hours. So we will enjoy a good bit of sunshine. We'll have a refreshing northwesterly breeze. So that's actually going to be lowering our humidity levels as we get later into the afternoon. Sundown tonight at 7:49. In fact, the end of the month, we are going to be seeing our sun setting in the 8 o'clock hours. That's something to look forward to. By the way, speaking of the overnight hours, it's going to be a lot cooler out the door tomorrow. We're going to start off in the middle to upper 40s. Tomorrow, though, will be cloudy and cooler, mid 60s, and a few afternoon showers are possible, less than a tenth of an inch of rain. And I think most of us should be okay for your Friday night plans. The weekend looking good, breezy, and warm on Saturday as we get into the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy and a good bit cooler heading into our Sunday. Morning lows in the 40s and afternoon highs below average in the lower 60s. Right now, I'm actually seeing temperatures in the 60s. In fact, right now it's 60 degrees in Capitol Hill, 62 in Gaithersburg, as well as in Burke, Virginia, and 56 degrees right now in Suitland.
We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
And coming up, some unexpected companies being forced to cover the costs of the Key Bridge collapse. More news in 60 seconds.
What if AI could help your agency deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your agency can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your agency. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
Every year, over 300 businesses start right here in Prince William County.
And I'm one of them. I'm Dominic Shin with Copy Coffee. Our locations in Bristol and Dumfries serve specialty coffee and delicious sandwiches with the best customer service. Prince William County's Restore Retail Grant was a great resource for our business, and it gave us the opportunity to expand to a second location.
Go to pwcstartups.com to learn how our economic development team can help your business. That's pwcstartups.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
823, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. The Senate's top Democrat is defending the quick dismissal of impeachment articles against the Homeland Security Secretary, which has been sharply criticized by Republicans. More from WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
The two articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas were dismissed in only a matter of hours after the Senate convened for his trial. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer makes no apologies for that.
We felt very strongly that we had to set a precedent that impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson calls the failure to conduct a full-fledged trial shameful, given what he says is the secretary's mishandling of critical issues involving the southern border.
He's probably the least effective and I think most dangerous in terms of his policy implementations of any cabinet secretary in the history of the United States.
On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
The owner of the ship that brought down Baltimore's Key Bridge last month is making more moves to minimize its financial responsibility. The company has initiated a process requiring owners of the cargo on board to cover some of the salvage cost. In this case, that means the cost of refloating the ship, which remains stuck with sections of the fallen bridge draped across its damaged front. The ship and its cargo of about 4,000 shipping containers are expected to return to the port of Baltimore once the ship is refloated.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Dave Preston.
Nationals post their first shutout of the season, blanking the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-0 behind six strikeouts over six innings from Jake Irvin. Kyle Finnegan gets the save and tells Masson.
I mean, today I just saw no fear. You know, one of the better lineups in the game, and he just went at him, attacked him all day, was able to give us six strong innings. Just an unbelievable performance by him. To see him grow so much over these first couple years has been amazing, and I just loved his aggressiveness today.
C.J. Abrams belts his team-high fifth homer of the year for manager Davey Martinez.
I always say this, with C.J., he's so aggressive. You know, I tell him just get the ball in the strike zone, you know, and look for a fastball. He does a great job, you know, and I don't mind him swinging at first pitches, second pitches. Just get a ball you think you can hit and be ready for it.
Nats go 5-4 on their road trip. They host Houston this weekend. They're giving away World Series replica rings before Saturday's game. I've got one on now. I actually have to put sunglasses on. This thing is so darn bright. Yes, yeah. I know. I didn't give you the necessary. Well, we still have the eclipse specs around here.
Those would be good.
Yeah,
right
on the back of the